Blog Talk Radio.
Do you remember 15 years ago we weren't supposed to be here? The Y2K thing was going to shut the world down. We don't have anything like that for 2015, but it is nevertheless we're off to a glorious start here. My name is Dr. David Orman.
And I'm Lisa Lytle. I did not buy into that whole thing anyway, just to let you know.
And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio show called 9 to Fine. And today's topic is mastering the art of listening. Many people are great talkers. Many people are talkers. Many people like to talk. But the irony is, in this age of being so connected, I don't think we've ever been so disconnected interpersonally. Yes, you can text and tweet and email and Facebook and fill in the blank with 75 other things. Any person pretty much in the world just about. Yet somehow the art of listening, the art of communication in general, is being lost. The language is being lost. The language is being whittled down. And the ability to listen is an art that is in need of kind of rejuvenation, and that's what we're here for today.
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of times I've been with people. I love them all, but nonstop talking, not even a breath to allow for anyone to even interject. But when you are even sitting with someone like that, your or my ability to sit patiently and listen to what they're saying, it does take patience. It takes a person that's willing to fully be absorbed in what the person is saying and not just waiting for an opening so that you can talk. It's really listening to what they're saying, watching their body language, more than just the words. So you're sitting, you're facing them, you're totally taking in the person, the eyes, what are the eyes saying? And then when there is space to talk, you're actually responding to what it was they had just said versus all the dialogue that some people might have going on in their heads, and they interject with something that really has nothing to do with the person just said, which clearly says they weren't listening. They may have appeared to have been silent, but they weren't taking in what the person was communicating. And that becomes frustrating when you're actually trying to carry on an intelligent conversation and have clear communication with another human being.
Yeah, when you come across somebody who it's constant chatter, they're not even talking, it's just blurting. That is an indication of a weakness of the spleen. You can predict what the person is going to look like and be 90%+ accurate. You can predict what the person is going to eat and what their vices, so to speak, are. And to summarize it all, obese, sugar. Sugar and dairy, secondarily, weaken the spleen. When the spleen is weak, the body shape does not look like it is what it's designed to look like. As a result, it has a tendency to expand. When it expands, the spleen further weakens. The further weakening of the spleen, the further expansion, et cetera, et cetera. In the process, it comes out in vocalization. A person will not only consistently and continuously talk over people, be oblivious of anyone else just about. Their voice has a tendency to sing, you don't know where singing stopped and talking ended. It's that type of voice. And when you correct the spleen, it's amazing how the communication skills, particularly the listening skills, start to improve significantly. And I will post a couple of suggestions on the website at hghplus.net/BTR listeners, plural, for things that can be done for the spleen. I was going to say, the other thing you had mentioned, there are at least three different aspects that come to mind in terms of how to be a great listener. And Lisa, you mentioned the first one, being present.
Absolutely, being present. And like I had said before, and that's not just sitting with the mouth not moving, it's actually shutting off your own internal dialogue and really taking in everything about that person that's currently speaking to you. That is so essential.
Yeah, being present doesn't necessarily mean you numb out.
Exactly.
Being present is exactly the opposite. It's a quiet activity. It's a, almost like a non-movement active. It's a passive active in the sense that, you know, the ears are up and you're fully engaged in what the person's giving you a gift. They're giving you the gift of their time. Yeah, and I think part two of this is respect. It would behoove everyone, for you, for us, for all of us, to respect that gift of time, because, you know, there you can pretty much get anything in unlimited quantities except time. And if somebody is going to give you a gift like that, respect it enough for the gift that it truly is.
Yeah, and also, typically, if you've been around this person more than, if it's just a casual meeting, it's different. But if it's a friend or it's somebody that you consider a confidant, you're usually sharing pretty personal information. So to kind of be, you know, carrying on your own inner dialogue while they're pouring out their heart to you is pretty dismissive, especially if your next reply to them is, oh, by the way, yesterday I went to the movies, and you didn't acknowledge their heartfelt, you know, whatever it was they just shared with you. And that is what I see happening a lot. And I think it is because of that constant, you know, Twitter, Facebook, I'm going to get my three whatever amount of words on Twitter. I don't even know. It's all crazy to me. But I think that whole, it's about me, I'm going to say what I want to say, I'm going to lunch, here's my coffee. It's gotten so crazy. And I think it's filtering, unfortunately, sometimes into our communication with other people if we're not careful.
Well, when you were talking, you used this word and a variation of it twice. You said heart and heartfelt. And that really is, I think, the third one. The first one we talked about is being present, being in the now. The second one is having respect for the gift of time that the person is giving you. And then the third one is keeping your heart open. You know, as you described really well, some people don't have anyone else to talk to except you at that moment, and that's it. And you may have no idea the impact, the gigantic impact you can have on that person simply by listening and by offering compassion, by offering perhaps suggestions. Maybe it's just being present and knowing that whatever, 6 billion people or 7 billion people or however many people there are in the world, that at this point, at this corner of the universe, this little section, there is one person who is willing to listen to them.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me when somebody will say something that will just really kind of rock my world. And I had that happen yesterday. A gentleman posted on this long feed on Facebook, one of the groups I belong to, wonderful community, and he basically said he was grateful for the fact that he could not be alone, that this community made him feel part of something. And it was the way he said it, it brought tears to my eyes, because I realized for him, we were his connection. Because obviously he's either in an isolated area or maybe doesn't have any friends or family where he lives. He feels very isolated and alone. But this was his community, his little current family, and that connection was what he was grateful for. And it was heartfelt the way he said it, and it was just beautifully written. And I think even reading that, it just made me want to, I wanted to sit down and listen to him. So
I think the biggest thing out of all this is everyone matters, and give everyone the time that you would like to receive as well. You've been listening to another 9 to 5 radio show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Have a wonderful new year, and we will talk to you next week.